in number, and we are giving away a 2-for-1 paintball shootout session today. That's right. Reno Indoor Paintball is a local place that I've taken my child numerous times. It's a great place, and you guys can go and take targets of your cheating ex and shoot them. That's the only legal way I'm going to tell you to shoot them today. Or better yet, forget obsessing about the ex and take a new date shooting. So if you're a girl and you want to take a new dude, guys love paintballing. They're totally never too old for paintballing. And it kind of hurts, too, in case you want to piss them off a little. It actually leaves bruises, so that's kind of fun. I will say that much. So 2-for-1 paintball party pass. So give us a call, 823-1920, and share your best cheating stories. I don't care if you guys are the cheaters, too. We don't discriminate. If you got away with some sweet cheating move, go ahead and call. We'll reward you. I mean, that's what keeps the world ticking. I'm a divorce lawyer. I'm not going to, you know, forget where my bread is buttered. And these two guys make plenty of money on cheating as well, don't you, gentlemen?
Well, plenty could be a stretch, but money nonetheless.
All right. That would be our PI, Kenny, who may have a higher practice than us. But I know you, David. I know you make plenty of money with your gadgets
in
the cheating world.
Nickels and dimes here and there.
I have had the experience of going into David's shop several days ago, and even while I was in there for like 30 or 40 minutes, there were numerous individuals in there, I think, trying to catch their dirty, cheating, lying spouses or girlfriends. One of them was a hot dude, and I almost wanted to get his number for a friend because I thought, he's definitely getting cheated on based on the stuff he was looking at, and I think I could find him a better chick. And then there was a couple others. So they like to air their dirty laundry, I noticed, to the nation. Whoever happens to be walking by in the store, and you, every detail. So if you guys are single and you want to look for someone that's kind of a victim and play that role, like save the damsel in distress who's being cheated on, go to the spy shop. It's totally a singles meat market, I think. That's a side note. All right, so cheaters, guys. If you guys want to call and ask the PI, Kenneth Peel, questions about a PI's technique in catching cheaters, 823-1920 or David Currier will also give you some gadgets and ways of catching them on film or on tape. And we're even going to talk about a little revenge, the legal kind. And David Currier has some lovely little gadgets and tricks at his store for revenge tactics that are legal. I'm not touting illegal. So we're going to talk some statistics first, so we know how big of a problem this is. It's been very widely noted in the papers and even People magazine this month. They had a big series on, of course, the public cheating, the governor and other public officials that can't seem to keep it in their pants. These people get caught because they're public. So most of us aren't dating or married to a public figure, and therefore we need people like Kenny Peel here and or gadgets from Scotland Yard to catch our cheating spouse. So statistics on cheaters. It's hard, of course, to get an accurate statistic because this is something that people don't actually want to admit to, and it's got an inherent secrecy. So I have a numerous bunch of statistics, but somewhere in the range of 22% of married men have strayed at least one during their married lives, all the way up to 60% of married men have cheated once in their lives. And then the low statistic on women, because every woman I've talked to this week about my upcoming show says, well, men are the ones that cheat, and half the women saying that are cheating. So I don't understand that at all. And I guess perhaps if women had a sex drive, men wouldn't be cheating as much, and maybe they'd be cheating too. But apparently 14% of these lovely ladies who were defensive while speaking this week are cheating or have at least once, all the way up to 40% as the high statistic. And again, this is inherently secret, so probably these statistics are low. The other strangity is that nobody knows the overlap of these two statistics, so I don't know if it's 100% of marriages that people are cheating in or if it's 60% and there's a perfect overlap. I can tell you from personal experience that often when I have a case in my office where one person cheats, it's because the other's cheating, or in revenge because the other's cheating. It's very common that both have been cheating. So I think there is a significant overlap, if that makes those of us married who are none the wiser to the cheating, non-cheating in our marriage feel better. Great. So 823-1920, if you guys want to call and share whether you are part of the statistic of the exception or the rule, or if you're just none the wiser. Why do guys cheat? I don't know. Maybe you guys can enlighten me a little about why guys cheat, because I'm not one of them. But apparently evolution says that men are most likely to cheat because it is a Stone Age mindset that they want to spread their genes, that monogamous men have a lesser chance of spreading their seed, shall we say. And therefore, it's a genetic predisposition, and men just haven't evolved out of their, you know, roots. So us women that think men should be monogamous are dreaming about the roots of the issue. So I guess that's where you guys come in, and we'll try to, shall we, train them into submission or monogamy. But I think it's true for women too. I'm this whole Women Savers article that I have here with all the statistics says the fact is that human beings are not monogamous by nature. That means they cheat. And it says human beings, not men. Okay, guys, women too. It looks like the internet industry has caused a rise in infidelity as well. And I think the lesser economy personally has caused a rise in infidelity. And so we're going to talk about the internet during today's show as well and its effects on cheating and access to public chat rooms. There's also statistics on people that get on internet chat sites and porn and that sort of thing and what it leads to as far as actual human intercourse and affairs, because they have done those studies too. I don't know who these people are that get to do these studies, but it's fascinating. So let's talk to our guys while we have them in here. Kenny Peel, do you like doing the interspousal cheating surveillance? Do you hate it?
It's not my first option.
Is it sometimes interesting work despite its long hours, I suspect?
It's interesting when it happens. One way or another.
So what do they typically have you do? They typically have you follow their spouse or their girlfriend or their boyfriend?
Well, most of the cases I get involving cheating are from spouses who live out of the state.
Okay.
And they come to the state for conventions, meetings, things like that. And the spouse, the wife or the husband call and say, well, I want you to keep an eye on this or that while my husband or wife is in Reno.
That makes sense to me because I always think Reno is a tiny town, as much as we have a pretty significant population here, is what, 1 degree of separation? I don't know how people cheat locally and don't get caught in the first 45 minutes. So that makes sense that they're out of state calling you. How do they find you out of state? Do you have a website or?
Yeah, they I'm easy to find.
What's your website, just so people know in case they're listening and want to catch some cheaters? No? You guys have to use your PI work and find him, and then forget it.
Yeah.
I use Kenny Peel, so I'll screen for you.
Just call the office. I'm in the book and what have you.
Okay, perfect. So go ahead. So they call you, someone's in town for convention, maybe like Sierra Safari Club or whatever.
Yes. Right.
That's probably a big cheating event. In fact, they have some, I would venture to guess, working girls sporting some fur coats at that event, perhaps. If I had to say from my own girl perspective, they look like they might be for sale.
Well, they're around, especially in events like safaris and hot August nights, so on and so forth.
Do they have you go out to, say, our local brothels? Is that a place where people suspect there's some cheating going on? Because I know their clientele at the brothels can certainly come from out of state.
Under very rare occasions that happens, generally the client will suspect that that's where they'll go to do whatever they're going to do, but typically it doesn't happen in a setting like that.
Do out-of-state people think about brothels, given that Nevada is the only state that we have legalized brothels? I wonder if people even have it on their mind when they're from the Bible Belt, for example.
Well, what I've found is people who suspect that their spouses are using brothels suspect so because of a history.
Oh, a brothel history or a love of prostitution?
Or both.
Okay, well, that's fair. Okay, so you follow them. Is that, and does it take a lot of hours? Is it a boring sitting in the car, staring at someone go to McDonald's?
Well, typically, if they're from out of town, it's a lot easier endeavor than
someone. Oh, because there's a limited period of time.
You know they're going to be at a hotel, or you know they're going to be here or there.
Are they less careful when they're out of town, knowing their spouses are somewhere else, as opposed to a local person?
Oh, yeah. Well, they let their head down, and they're typically pretty comfortable.
Okay.
In this setting, because nobody knows them, at least they think no one knows them.
Sure.
Local people, on the other hand, are more difficult.
And do you photograph them for the people or just take notes?
If possible, if the opportunity presents itself.
So there's a makeout photo available so they can't, because people in my experience are in complete denial. You could show them a picture of them in the act and they will have an excuse as to why they were saving energy by hugging one another for warmth or some absurd excuse, and the spouse wants to believe it and does. So I would think for it to be effective, and not that that's necessarily your goal, a photo might actually say more than just you saying what you saw.
A picture is absolutely worth 1,000 words.
Are you there for the confrontations when you catch a cheating spouse, or have you been there for the...
I have been there on one occasion. This was a situation where my client was from the East Coast. Her husband was here with his lady.
We'll call it doing business in quotes, doing some business.
Spending some money, having some fun gambling or what have you. And after we located girlfriend and so on and so forth, my client chose to fly out here and
do the confrontation.
Yes.
So you took her out to the location of business, quote unquote.
I did.
And was it a nasty confrontation? Yelling, silent? What kind of fireworks go off in those sort of situations? I mean, I've seen the show Cheaters, but I can't be certain that that's a very realistic show. And they're always white trash, like low end people. So I'm wondering what high end people that can actually afford a PI act like compared to the crazy same sex lunatics they put on that show.
It was pretty civil because they weren't in a position to, I'm sure, react how they'd want to react. At least the client didn't, but for the most part, they were civil. But the evidence was there. And
was the girlfriend there in the midst of the confrontation?
Not in the midst.
Smart girl.
Yeah,
that's
she let them talk.
The show people always want to get in the middle of it too. It's like horror movies where someone hears a noise and they walk down the stairs right towards it. Hello, hello. Like I would run the hell out the front door so fast. And if I was the secret cheating mistress, I'd be out the back door, let me tell you. So that purports to reality much more than the show. Speaking of the cheater show, they actually have a website called nocheatersdate.com where they have their own dating website now, allegedly for people who don't cheat, which I think is hilarious because I feel like this is the typical sexual harasser that if they have to say they're not cheaters, they're probably cheaters. My non-cheating husband doesn't actually walk around advertising he doesn't cheat because to him, that's the norm and that's what a vow means. So mm-hmm. I kind of feel like this is hilarious and I would really like to know what kind of people feel the need to state it out loud. They're probably like right-wing Christians that are paranoid on the other end or lying guys that just want to, oh, I labeled myself a non-cheater. Now I can really get my cheat on. I'm just being skeptical, but something to know out there. 823-1920 if you guys have your stories ready for us or you want to ask questions of these two gentlemen. Let's talk about some gadgets, David. Trying to catch these dirty, rotten, cheating monkeys, what kind of gadgets can we use to, let's say, record them as a concept first? What do you got in the recorder world? Video, audio, what do you have?
Usually we start out with, if people have got a hardline phone, we can hook a recorder to it, plug it into any wall jack anywhere in the home. Whenever a phone's picked up, it'll start recording automatically. When you hang up, it hangs up. It records about 8 hours.
So this is for home lines, not cell phones, clearly.
That's correct.
Okay, and then I'll touch on the legality of this sort of thing. So taping phone conversations for legal purposes is obviously not something that Nevada condones unless, strangely, one party is consenting to the recording. So if you call your spouse and you obviously are aware that you're recording yourself, then that actually satisfies the statute in Nevada. So if you want to record your spouse and use it for purposes of court, I have had success in getting that in. If you're recording two people that aren't aware, then in theory, it's illegal to use it in court, but that's not why we're doing this, people. We're doing this so that you don't get HIV from your sick little cheating.
That's correct.
Spouse.
Doing it for the intel.
Exactly.
The intelligence of it.
Sure. Okay, so you have the phone line hookup, and then give me one more gadget, and then we have a break coming up, and we'll talk about some more devices and tricks from the PI to catch these cheaters.
There's a lot of devices. The recorders can be as small as a Bic lighter. They can work on a cell phone, but not the other person's cell phone. The ones we have now, the best available out there for public, actually have to plug into your cell phone, so you can't put it in your boyfriend or your husband or your girlfriend or your wife's phone. It'll plug into the phone. It'll be obvious it's on there.
But of course, just having the one side of the conversation is probably quite apparent enough what they're talking about. Even though if you have the guy, you're men of few words. Let's be honest. You'd rather have the chick recording. She's going to blah, 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 blah. But if you need to, I bet you can still get a little moan or something that's indicative of a little more loving than you thought you got that day. So long-term recorders, you have some longer ones? Because I have this stupid little tape recorder. It'll run out in an hour or something. Do you have some long-hour recorders?
Our little digital recorders, size of a Bic lighter, can record 230, 400, 500 hours on voice activation time date stamp.
Nice.
Internal batteries are good for about 22, 23 hours. External power, powered up forever.
So outside, you just throw it under the car seat and
right.
listen away to your man getting his loving on. If he's texting, we're going to have to come up some new moves. When we get back from the break and hear a word from our sponsors, we'll talk about some more tricks and some more gadgets. And eventually, we're going to get to revenge, because I know you guys have been cheated on and you're too chicken to call and talk about it. So we'll tell you some tricks. 823-1920. We'll talk to you guys in a minute.
1270, The Buzz.
There's a piece of Nevada's history just 15 minutes from downtown Reno, the legendary Mustang Ranch Museum, Nevada's first legal bordello. Learn about owner Joe Conforti, where he went sideways with the feds over taxes, and they ended up owning and operating the Mustang Ranch. Take a walk down memory lane with Joe and Sally. See where they lived while they worked. You can see the Rolling Stone magazine cover featuring Joe and his ladies, among other original magazine covers. The Mustang Ranch Museum runs tours from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for groups large and small, Monday through Saturday. If you have a large group, please book in advance by calling 775-343-1424. Walk-ins are welcome, too. Tours cost $5. Plus, we have a wonderful gift shop with T-shirts, shot glasses, baseball caps, and the largest selection of Native American jewelry. Take I-80 East, exit 28, 15 minutes from downtown. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit, and that's where you'll find us.
I'm attorney Marilyn York, and my firm exclusively focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. I hate advertising. If I'm being honest, I hate it more than anything. Why should you believe anything I have to say about myself? I'm in the best position to say great things about myself, but you don't know me, and there's no reason for you to trust me. So I'm going to ask you to do one thing. If you need help in family law matters, please ask two people in a town of this size, and you should be able to hear my name. I've been doing this for over 11 years exclusively, and if you can't ask two people you trust about me and hear good things, then I'm not the right attorney for you. On the other hand, I believe you will hear good things about us, and when you do, then we're the law firm for you. At a minimum, you will need legal advice when going through something like this, and you may need representation. Again, this is Marilyn York. Please call us at 324-7979. That's 324-7979. Or visit us on the web at marilynyork.net, not com, marilynyork.net.
I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Motor Transport Association. Trucks provide us with over 90% of our daily goods. Without trucks, we'd all be starving and naked. The trucks of today are safer than they ever have been. However, one of the biggest hazards on our roads concerning trucks is the no zone. Here's a good rule. If you can't see the driver's face in the truck's side view mirror, they can't see you. Also, trucks need nearly twice the time and room to stop as cars do, so don't cut in front too soon after passing. Look for the whole front of the truck in your rearview mirror before pulling in front. Then, don't slow down. The Nevada Motor Transport Association and Nevada's professional truck drivers are committed to making our roadways safer. Although drivers make many important stops during the day, delivering medicine to our hospitals, food and clothing to our stores, and munitions to our armed forces, they are just like you. Because the last stop of the day is the most important stop, when we all arrive safe at home.
For more information on trucks and their contribution to safer roads, visit our website at nmta.com.
Hey, Stan, are you having a bad day?
You know what, Jerry? Every day seems like a bad day.
I was feeling the same way, but then I started taking North Star Resort.
Yeah, I've heard about it, but it's not for everyone, is it?
Well, I'm no doctor, Stan, but North Star Resort does have something for everybody. 400 new acres of slopes, world-class tree skiing.
There's no way I can ski with this hip.
No problem. They have the best après ski scene in Tahoe, with new restaurants and bars, shopping, ice skating, and cozy fire pits.
You know what? That does sound like a good day.
There you go, buddy.
North Star Resort, a good day. North Star Resort is for everyone. May cause an increased appetite for s'mores. Decreased productivity at work is normal. Do not take if allergic to fresh powder. Be sure to tell your partner that you are taking North Star. Some users experience outbreaks of jibs, kickers, pipes, and rails. Ask your lift operator if North Star is right for you.
Ski or ride North Stars Resort's 9 feet of new snow for less than $63 per day with the North Star Quad Pack. Valid any 4 days, including weekends. NorthStarAtTahoe.com.
If you've never visited the Wild Horse Saloon, you need to come out and visit. It's Nevada's most unique saloon with great food, great libations, amazing entertainment 24 hours a day. What kind of entertainment, you ask? Well, the Wild Horse Saloon has brought back live burlesque shows, with new shows starting every hour, 24 hours a day, with different entertainers every hour. No show is ever the same twice. So come to the Wild Horse. Throw your legs over the saddle. We have actual Western saddle bar stools
and order a cold beer. The Wild Horse Saloon is the place to go and let your hair down. Just have fun. We have fabulous food with everything from pizzas and wings to hamburgers and steaks. We're a huge lunch spot from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we serve our full food menu until 10 at night, and hors d'oeuvres the rest of the night. I'm Susan Austin, and I'm personally inviting you to come out and see us at the Wild Horse Saloon. Take I-80 East to exit 28. It's just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit. See you soon.
Talk radio that's live and local, and not so much with a negative. Refreshing, huh? Join Panama weekdays from 9 to noon on 1270 The Buzz.
We're back on the Marilyn York Show. Did you guys hear that? We got a little Wild Horse Saloon Mustang Ranch sponsor, which is exciting. And I was just talking to the guys in the studio thinking, is cheating actually cheating if you pay for sex? I mean, I'm sure people would think so, but I personally would rather my husband sleep with a prostitute who's not going to fall in love with him, most likely, than the secretary who might actually try to marry him. I don't know. I assume most women think that it's cheating, but interesting concept. At least you know they're not going to get a disease as much as people like to think the opposite. At least they have doctors there checking them. And I'm not sure they did that with the secretary. So, all right, back on the show, we have PJ on line one. PJ, do you have a question for our PI, our gadget guy, me, all of the above? Are you a victim, perpetrator? What's going on in the cheating world for you, PJ?
Let's call it all the above.
Nice.
The
trifecta.
Exactly. I'm kind of an idiot when it comes to this, and maybe it's because I got caught up in my own little whirlwind, but I missed the woman I was involved with. I mean, she was screwing the UPS guy in the back of the truck, and I totally didn't catch it. And then
that's a quickie, PJ. That takes quickie to a whole new level when you're on wheels and it's the UPS guy. I mean, wow.
Well,
so
what does Brown do for you?
Yeah, seriously.
Fast service.
In your defense, PJ, I don't suspect you had a big opportunity to catch that unless it was a more than one-time thing.
Well, yeah. Apparently this thing had been going on for, I don't know, 3 or 4 months, and I just totally was oblivious.
Is she a big internet shopper?
Not so much an internet shopper. I guess just looking for a bigger package.
Yeah, you've got a lot of puns out there, buddy.
I'm here for you.
But still, I mean, my UPS guy comes to my office frequently, too, but he doesn't come in my office, if you know what I'm saying, buddy.
Apparently, you're better off than I.
Well, you know, he's not as hot as maybe your guy at your house was, so I'm not as tempted. And all brown, it's not the best look. I'm not going to lie. If I like a man in uniform, it's going to be probably a military, not the brown poo uniform. Does nothing for me. Nothing at all. So what's your question, PJ? How could you have been more on top of it? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, what are some of the telltale signs, especially for women? I mean, men tend to be a little more oblivious, I think, to this because we think we got our crap together, but, you know, and women tend to be a little more cunning. So what are some of the telltale signs, and how can we kind of, I don't want to say trap maybe trap, kind of ensnare, catch the woman.
Well, that's true. And actually, on the break, Mr. Peel and I were just reading a review about how women are better cheaters. And he heard that, in fact, women are far better cheaters than men. We're just better. I'm sorry. You know, let me just make that point. I'm sorry it happens to work in a criminal world, but... So what do you say, Kenny Peel? What are signs of a cheating man or a cheating woman in this case?
Well, typically you are aware of subtle differences that occur in your relationship, time away from home, less time with you, more shopping. Going to the grocery store takes a lot longer than usual.
And they come back without any groceries?
Yeah.
Did that happen in your case, PJ? Did she come back without the milk when she went to the store to grab milk? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it was always about going out, and I got to do some birthday shopping for some friends, and of course, there was no packages or presents brought back to the house.
All right, fair enough. This, you know, you're in the contest, PJ, so after we get off this call, I want you to hold the line and give your information to lovely Dell in the studio so that in the event you're the winner, you get some paintball time.
Oh, will do.
And those of you that are holding on the line or listening and want to call in, remember, 823-1920, PJ is the only one in the running, and it's going to be hard to beat the UPS guy getting his groove on. Did he leave a package more than just what we're talking about in your wife, or Did he just stop by for a nookie?
Well, luckily there was no long-term package, but...
Yeah, that's fair. So, you don't want a little bundle of UPS joy being born into the relationship.
Exactly.
Maybe he actually used safety. God forbid.
Well, in the end, she ended up leaving and going for the UPS guy, and apparently she went through a few different UPS guys. So,
well, maybe she likes their big, strong muscles. They pick her up. I don't know.
Something like that.
Huh. So appearance changes are a couple other tips that I'm noting on my Women Savers Research and Bad Before You Date advice. Cell phone habit changes, computer habit changes, you know, just look for a pattern change. And you guys are oblivious, and women take advantage of that. You know, we can do anything and you have no idea. So any gadgets that you can think of, David, that might have helped him? Maybe a nanny cam in the house? He's got some pretty secretive cameras. Do you think he brought these little UPS dirt bags into your house, PJ?
In hindsight, I think that was the case, exactly.
Okay, so, David, what do you got in the camera world that would have caught a little uniform guy out of his uniform?
Cameras, we have cameras made into pretty much all household devices, coffee pots, lamps, smoke detectors.
Does your wife like to do it in the kitchen, PJ?
Not with me, but maybe with others.
But the coffee pot is definitely a specific kitchen item, so I like these kinky monkeys that are using the kitchen for their dirty deeds. It's easy cleanups.
I'm sorry. Some of our portable cameras now are made into lighters, cigarette lighters, actual size, or glasses.
Nice. Sunglasses. See? So, PJ, don't be such an idiot next time. Look at the signs and go down to the spy shop or hire a PI and do some detective work if you have some reason to suspect. And now you've been a victim once. You'll probably be more alert next time, I would suspect. Stay on the line, PJ, and leave your information and listen to the rest of the show because we got some fun revenge tactics that you might want to take advantage of, buddy. Thanks for calling. And let's see what Todd has to say about whether he's a victim or perpetrator. Todd. You're on the line.
Marilyn.
Hi, how are you?
Real good. Hey, kind of a question.
Go ahead.
If you catch your spouse cheating on you, how does this all play out in the divorce scenario once you end up in court? I mean, do you have to have pictures and physical proof that things are happening, or
Todd,
how does that work?
I wish that my job were that exciting and I had to bring in sex photos to the courtroom because that would make it a little bit happier for me. But this is a no-fault divorce state in Nevada as well as California, which we are close to. So both states are no-fault divorce, which means the court doesn't care why you're getting divorced. They don't want to hear it, and there's no financial implication directly related to punishing someone for infidelity, for example. However, that being said, there is an indirect impact on families that the court will, in fact, consider in certain scenarios. So if your wife is running a brothel out of your house, for example, and bringing the men in the revolving door with your kids home or sleeping, let me tell you, the court's going to care. If you have some wife that likes to do amateur internet housewife porn, and I've had those, and the kids are taking a nap on the bed that she is using for her dirty deeds, and they wake up in the background of the video, that is going to affect her custody case. If she's getting venereal diseases by the dozen instead of eggs, that will affect your custody case. And if she gives you a venereal disease, then you have a tort claim, which we can add into the divorce case. So if you got HIV or herpes and you think that you got it from her and her infidelity, it is actually a suable offense that we can put in the divorce or sue separately from. And then lastly is a financial implication. As Mr. Peel stated, financial spending can certainly go up and often does in the scenario of affairs. So if you have someone that's spending an inordinate amount on porn or, you know, prostitutes or one particular girlfriend by hoteling it and buying her gifts, that is what we call a waste claim in divorce, where you would have to reimburse your spouse for the half of their money you spent getting on with another lady. So we would trace that financial misconduct and ask for it back in the court. So it does absolutely have an impact on your divorce, but it's more indirect than direct. Does that answer your question?
That answers the question pretty well. And the second question is, if you know something like this is going on, but it's not happening in your house, how much does the private investigator charge to, say, follow somebody to her boyfriend's house and get pictures of what's going on?
Kenny, I'll give that question to you.
Well, it depends on individual rates.
Give them a range so they know what they're looking at.
Normally, you're looking at $65 to $100 an hour.
That comports with my standard experience as well, so it can certainly be up there. So the best thing I tell my clients is set a budget. you know, I have $500 for following in this case, or make sure you don't waste his time. Don't send him to sit outside her work when you know she's got a four-hour shift ahead. Send him there on her lunch break, unless she's got sort of a job that she has more accessibility to, but try to narrow it down to windows that you really think are going to be effective, and maybe even you have a friend follow him just to do a follow-up, but PIs have far more credibility in court than a friend. So start with a friend and then send the PI to do the real work to actually document it would be my advice. Again, more credibility in court. Thanks for calling, Todd. And we have a break coming up, so we're going to hear from our lovely sponsors. And then we have two more callers, if you'll hold on the line. 823-1920. The contest is still going, guys. And we got more questions and revenge coming up after the break.
Beginning Monday, the Corey Farley Show moves to our sister station, 1230 KJFK. That's Monday at 3. Corey Farley on 1230 KJFK.
There's a piece of Nevada's history just 15 minutes from downtown Reno, the legendary Mustang Ranch Museum, Nevada's first legal bordello. Learn about owner Joe Conforti, where he went sideways with the feds over taxes, and they ended up owning and operating the Mustang Ranch. Take a walk down memory lane with Joe and Sally. See where they lived while they worked. You can see the Rolling Stone magazine cover featuring Joe and his ladies, among other original magazine covers. The Mustang Ranch Museum runs tours from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for groups large and small, Monday through Saturday. If you have a large group, please book in advance by calling 775-343-1424. Walk-ins are welcome, too. Tours cost $5. Plus, we have a wonderful gift shop with T-shirts, shot glasses, baseball caps, and the largest selection of Native American jewelry. Take I-80 East, exit 28, 15 minutes from downtown. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit, and that's where you'll find us.
I'm attorney Marilyn York, and my firm exclusively focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. Are you tired of being ignored and mistreated? Don't let your divorce lawyer treat you like your wife did. I thought divorce was about breaking free from the ball and chain. At our office, you get competence with personality and hopefully some laughs to take the edge off. Divorce is hard enough. Don't let your lawyer be part of the pain. Let's be honest. Legal representation is expensive, but often necessary. As the saying goes, everyone hates lawyers until they need one. You can get punished for free by calling your ex. Don't pay your attorney for punishment when you're finally getting rid of her. At a minimum, you need legal advice when you're going through something like this. And you may need representation. If you do, call me, Marilyn York, at 324-7979. That's 324-7979. Or visit our website at marilynyork.net, not com.
Hey, Dan.
Hello, John. What are you doing here?
Just checking out your latest project. Wow, looks great. My old foreman. Turning out to be a big shot contractor.
Yeah, I tell you though, this construction industry sure has changed.
Tell me about it.
You're doing well. What's your secret?
No secrets. Although I'll tell you something. The smartest thing I did was sign up with Pro Group Management.
Really? Yeah, they do workers' comp, right?
Yeah, their services are great. Safety training, claim seminars, and, oh, if there's an accident, they'll do drug testing. They really work hard for you. And get this. They saved me 30%. I've heard they saved others 50%.
That works for me.
Call Pro Group today at 887-2480. That's 887-2480. Or visit us at www.saveoncomp.com. Pro Group Management. Finally, workers' comp that works for you.
If you've never visited the Wild Horse Saloon, you need to come out and visit. It's Nevada's most unique saloon with great food, great libations, amazing entertainment 24 hours a day. What kind of entertainment, you ask? Well, the Wild Horse Saloon has brought back live burlesque shows, with new shows starting every hour, 24 hours a day, with different entertainers every hour. No show is ever the same twice. So come to the Wild Horse. Throw your legs over the saddle. We have actual Western saddle bar stools. And order a cold beer. The Wild Horse Saloon is the place to go and let your hair down. Just have fun. We have fabulous food with everything from pizzas and wings to hamburgers and steaks. We're a huge lunch spot from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and we serve our full food menu until 10 at night and hors d'oeuvres the rest of the night. I'm Susan Austin and I'm personally inviting you to come out and see us at the Wild Horse Saloon. Take I-80 East to exit 28. It's just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit. See you soon.
can't get the buzz at work? Now you can. Go to KBZZ.com and listen live anytime, anywhere. 1270 The Buzz.
If a woman answers, hang up the phone. Don't take a chance, please don't ask for me. If a woman answers.
All right, you're back on the Marilyn York Show, 823-1920. We have PI Kenny Peel and the spy shop owner David Krayer in our house today with me. Two dudes and me. We were just chatting on the break about the propensity of men and women to not use protection when cheating, and this is a very significant concern, you guys. I suspect that when a spouse is getting unprotected sex and the joys of it at home, they are not going to cheat to use a condom. Okay, you guys? So wake up. Don't ignore the fact that your spouse is cheating without accepting the realities of the potential diseases that he's bringing home to you and your children. This is another reason why I support the legal prostitution world, because they require a condom. And so in that case, you're going to at least know that they aren't getting unprotected sex and bringing home diseases. So we have Amber on line one. And we're going to talk to you, Amber. Are you a victim of cheating? Are you cheating on your spouse? What do you want to know from these experts I have in my possession?
Well, neither, Marilyn, but I do have a question in general.
Okay, go ahead.
Cheating doesn't always mean the end of a relationship.
Absolutely.
Do you think it should always mean the end of the relationship? Does it really speak that the relationship is in peril?
I think
it needs to be ended, or...
I mean, I'm not a PhD or a counselor, but I would say that it's different for men and women. I think men readily cheat more than women for very minor reasons or no reason at all. Due to their testosterone and their sexual urges, they'll do stupid one-night affairs without it meaning a damn thing, to be honest. Whereas women, when they cheat, I think it's a far more calculated decision. I think women appreciate the consequences, and often the relationship is over at home before they cheat. And not vice versa. So I think you have to look at the gender of the person cheating, because I do honestly believe that when women cheat, the relationship is over, whether the man wants it to be or not. They don't do it as simply. So, but I don't think that people can't recover from it. I've seen plenty of relationships survive for many years or become stronger. The question is it a pattern due to perhaps a sexual addiction or a substance abuse addiction that you need to address the underlying problem? Or is it just a one incident kind of thing? I mean, if someone loses a child, for example, or has a very serious tragedy in the home, sometimes that'll cause a fallout where the relationship loses, you know, the connection, and they fall apart for a while and someone strays. But that doesn't mean you can't recover. And unfortunately, often I see that cheating is a symptom of a underlying problem, not the problem itself. So if the parties can recognize that and work on the underlying problem, they can absolutely recover and be stronger. But again, you need to be realistic about whether there's an underlying sexual addiction. As much as that's been in the news lately with Tiger Woods being one of the so-called potentially sexually addicted people, it's apparently only 3-6% of the population that's truly sexually addicted. So let's not let your guy use as an excuse to, you know, do the nanny, okay? Realistic people. But I would get a counselor involved or a professional and find out from that professional if they think that there's something worth working on, but both parties have to be willing to work on it and admit that there's a problem, not just the victim. So I hope that answers your question.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Okay, we have Sunny. Let's talk to Sunny. Sunny, do you have a question? Victim, perpetrator, what's the scoop? Are you going to play with the competition? So far, we only have one. He's going to be the winner.
I have a high-tech question for David and then a different one for Kenny.
Go ahead.
David, with money being no object, what kind of a high-tech GPS device could I rent or buy to put on an enemy's car and be able to see where the car is at all times on the internet?
Lifetime tracking?
Yes.
They have both. We have what's called a logger. A logger is about the size of a remote control, like a garage door opener, a little smaller than that, actually, like a key fob for your automobile. And that gets magnetized. You can put that on the vehicle and take it off within a week or 2 weeks, and then put it into your computer to give you a complete readout map, a Google style, of everywhere that vehicle went, how long it stopped, the address it stopped at, how fast it was going down the highway. Those start about $200. The lifetime tracker that just came out with a new one, the industry's changing very quickly. It's getting more sophisticated. The new one is about the size of a credit card. And this one's a lifetime tracker. Runs between $400 up, somewhere like that. It's size of a credit card. It's about 5/8 of an inch thick. Battery power, good for about 3 weeks. You have to subscribe to a service. When you buy the device, the service is approximately $59 a month, and $59 initially, and then there's a $29 a month fee. I think the contract is 3 months. And you can go to your computer, to any computer, go to the website, give them your PIN number on that particular device, and you can track that device anywhere in the United States and Costa Rica. And they're very, very accurate, to within a few yards. It also has the opportunity or the ability, you could actually turn on the audio portion of it. So if the device was inside the vehicle, you could listen live through the internet to any conversation that's going on inside that vehicle.
If you want to hold the line, Sonny, we have a break coming up. If you don't mind, we'll get back to you as soon as the break's over, and you can ask your technical question to our PI.
Thank you.
Stay on the line, guys, and call after the break because the competition's almost over, 823-1920. And so far, PJ is our winner, and I'm sure he's thrilled, but you guys can call. This is your last chance. Stay tuned, and we'll be back with revenge after we hear another technical question.
Less rant, more substance. Check out Bill Handel, weeknights at 6 on 1270 The Buzz.
There's a piece of Nevada's history just 15 minutes from downtown Reno, the legendary Mustang Ranch Museum, Nevada's first legal bordello. Learn about owner Joe Conforti, where he went sideways with the feds over taxes, and they ended up owning and operating the Mustang Ranch. Take a walk down memory lane with Joe and Sally. See where they lived while they worked. You can see the Rolling Stone magazine cover featuring Joe and his ladies, among other original magazine covers. The Mustang Ranch Museum runs tours from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for groups large and small, Monday through Saturday. If you have a large group, please book in advance by calling 775-343-1424. Walk-ins are welcome, too. Tours cost $5. Plus, we have a wonderful gift shop with T-shirts, shot glasses, baseball caps, and the largest selection of Native American jewelry. Take I-80 East, exit 28, 15 minutes from downtown. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit, and that's where you'll find us.
I'm attorney Marilyn York, and my firm exclusively focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. 90% of homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes. 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. These shocking statistics do go on and on. And yet, in the context of divorce and separation, 50% of mothers see no value in the father's continued contact with their children. 40% of mothers report that they have interfered with their father's visitation solely to punish their ex. We can help you protect your children from being a part of these statistics, even when their mothers won't. Our courts do care about you and your children. At a minimum, you need legal advice when you're going through something like this, and you may need representation. If you do, call me, Marilyn York, at 324-7979. That's 324-7979. Or visit our website at marilynyork.net.
Reagan, O'Reilly.
Your car or truck may be keeping a dirty little secret. If you haven't checked the oil lately, dirt and contaminants could already be shortening your vehicle's life. Operating your vehicle with low motor oil levels or dirty oil will eventually cause major damage to your engine and your checkbook. It only takes a few minutes once a month to check your engine oil level. And when you need a top off between oil changes, stop by any Cragen O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll have the brands you need at a price that will save you money.
Increase your engine's life by changing the oil every 3,000 miles. Stop by your local Cragen O'Reilly store to buy 5 quarts of O'Reilly conventional motor oil for just $1.99 a quart. Keep your engine clean and lubricated. Get O'Reilly motor oil for just $1.99 a quart. Only at Craig and O'Reilly Auto Parts, the official auto parts store of NASCAR. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly, Craig and O'Reilly, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Extended by popular demand. Make the deal of a lifetime during the extended Reno Mazda Kia repossession sale for 5 more days through Monday, February 22nd. Over 200 sacrifice vehicles, including dealer repos, will be sold. No reasonable offers refused. Besides zero down on you, zero interest used. You'll find payments as low as $88 per month. Prices from just $28.88. Used cars, trucks, SUVs, 4x4s, vans, everything in our huge inventories included. The Reno Mazda Kia repossession sale extended. Plus, we're also adding in our crazy 88 sale. Only $88 down for any car on the lot. New or used. Ask about no payments until 2011 on any new car. Plus, 0% APR available for up to 60 months. Repossession sale extended. Plus, a crazy 88 sale. Only from Reno Mazda Kia. Located at 9475 South Virginia. Near exit 61 off 395. 0% for 24 months OAC. $10,000 match balance to finance. Taxes, fees, and doc not included. Full VIN numbers. 4F4YR12D64TN05077. 1YVGF22C525266792. 984 Expedition stock number P10680. Vehicle subject prior sale.
If you've never visited the Wild Horse Saloon, you need to come out and visit. It's Nevada's most unique saloon with great food, great libations, amazing entertainment 24 hours a day. What kind of entertainment, you ask? Well, the Wild Horse Saloon has brought back live burlesque shows with new shows starting every hour, 24 hours a day, with different entertainers every hour. No show is ever the same twice. So come to the Wild Horse. Throw your legs over the saddle. We have actual Western saddle bar stools. And order a cold beer. The Wild Horse Saloon is the place to go and let your hair down. Just have fun. We have fabulous food with everything from pizzas and wings to hamburgers and steaks. We're a huge lunch spot from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and we serve our full food menu until 10 at night and hors d'oeuvres the rest of the night. I'm Susan Austin and I'm personally inviting you to come out and see us at the Wild Horse Saloon. Take I-80 East to exit 28. It's just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit. See you soon.
Funny name, funnier show. Free beer and hot wings. Weekdays at noon on 1270 The Buzz.
Show. Thanks for holding on, you guys. 823-1920. We're about to close that competition, and thus far, PJ is the only one willing to share his cheating story because you guys are just a little bit shy today. We have Kenny Peel here, PI, and we also have David Currier, owner of the local Scotland Yard Spy Shop, and we have Sonny Holding, and we'll get to him in just one sec. I just had a tangential question to you, Kenny, about the GPS question. Is GPS tracking in cell phones, which is offered in a lot of the cell phone carriers lately, is that a device that you see your clients use to track their spouse's whereabouts, to perhaps, which tips them off to some reason to be suspicious that they share with you?
If they know about it, generally people don't know about that possibility.
Okay.
And
well, wake up, people.
Yeah, I've found that people who are cheating take real pain to avoid GPS devices, and they check for them. They have their cars inspected. Things like that.
One of the things Kenny and I were talking about on the break was the fact that people that cheat have a lot of time to think about how not to get caught. And if you are the one that is not aware of the cheating, you are at a significant disadvantage in not spending 8 hours a day thinking about ways to cover up or ways to catch. It reminds me of something my father said about me as a child, which is I had 8 hours a day to plan ways of getting away with my little antics, and he had a job. And so he could not possibly compete with my level of expertise in committing crimes. So this is a similar pattern. You guys need to wake up and start spending some hours and time and in ways of catching them if you want to compete with all their dirty cover-up tricks. Sonny, you're back on the line. What was your question for Kenny Peel?
The question for Kenny was,
thanks for holding.
Do more women hire you to do surveillance on their husbands, or do more husbands hire you for surveillance on their wives?
Actually, it's about 65-35 split, Sonny. More women typically than men.
And what would you say, if you could, the percentage of people that think their wives or husbands are cheating are correct? High?
Yeah, 75%. Generally, if you suspect it, it's true.
And actually, I looked up a statistic on that, And it says, experts say that gut instinct is the most powerful indicator of a cheating lover. Adultery statistics state that 85% of women who feel their lover is cheating are correct, but only 50% of men who feel their lover is cheating are correct. Does that comport with what you've had in your experience, Kenny, that men are suspicious of every hot chick because they get hit on by every construction worker, and it's not often the case?
Yes, and I think men are mostly wrong. A higher percentage of the
time. Let's mark this moment. Can we repeat that? Men are mostly wrong. Who cares what the subject is? I just need to bask in the glow. Okay, go ahead. You were saying. That's interesting. Do you think it's with the better the looking the woman is, the more wrong the guy is because she has the, you know, plethora of men hitting on her at the grocery store?
That and the gentleman's basic insecurity.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. So we have some statistics that I promised to share with the public about the internet. I guess I'm guessing that the internet access is making people more likely to cheat, and I think that's definitely true with the statistics out there. Apparently, 50% of people have used the internet to flirt. 38% of people have engaged in explicit online sexual conversation, and 50% of people have made phone contact with someone they chatted with online. 31% of people have had an online conversation that has led to real-time sex. That's a huge statistic I was not aware of, and I think that people need to be wary about this. I know I have friends that like Facebook stalk their boyfriends and that sort of thing. You're being smart, ladies. You need to continue doing this, and gentlemen, because people that are having online chats, it leads to something, and the statistics out there are startling. Let's get to revenge, baby, because those of you who have been cheated on, and it looks like PJ is our winner of the paintball competition. So PJ will be in contact with you. And those of you who were too afraid to call, I'm sorry you missed out on the, you know, indoor paintball place because it's a sting in good time. But you can use it on your own. You're just going to have to pay for it because you didn't play along. So there's some devices for revenge. But before we get to revenge, any lie detectors that you sell, David, that people can use for catching them? Because
We have some that are very very inexpensive. They're called they're a lie detector. They're also a voice stress analyzer.
Do you think they're effective? Have you used them, tested them out on maybe your kids that work there?
They say that they're about 75% effective. I don't know if the poll's true or not. I don't know if that's true or not.
For those of you using it, don't get a divorce.
The person who's using it, the operator.
So you need to use it in combination with maybe that special spray you have to check for the presence of sperm or a black light.
When you're questioning somebody with a lie detector in your hand and you're making notes on how they reply and you're raising a high eyebrow to certain answers, that kind of shakes them up a little bit. And the conversation gets a little interesting.
So there's some technique about this.
Exactly.
Have you tried this out on some of your clientele that come in and try to freak them out? Because you're the expert. I mean,
I showed a couple a lie detector. Oh, it's been a while back, and the fella came back the next day, and he had 4 pages of questions that his girlfriend wanted me to ask him to test him.
See,
and then
she's smart.
To write,
she sent
okay
it to you.
Okay or not okay behind each question, and then she would be satisfied, and they could get on with their relationship.
Did you in fact take this dare?
I did not do that.
Oh, see, he's probably still with her. So revenge devices, guys. I was in this lovely Scotland Yard spy shop, and I don't want to, you know, tell anybody to do anything illegal, but there's quite a few liquids out there. Nasty yellow teeth. They don't even know they have nasty yellow teeth. If they're going to go on a little rendezvous with their lady, send them off with some yellow little nuggets. Vomit fluid to make them puke. Evacuator to make them have blast and diarrhea. That's a good one. That'll kill a mood. Fart spray. It stinks like a fart, and you spray it on their pants, and they walk around stankin'. Liquid key scratch actually eats their paint and the metal of their car like the flesh-eating virus and keeps going. That one would actually be a crime, people. The rest of them, no one's ever going to catch you. Haunted harassment. He has this little device sitting here, and you stick it under something. It's magnetic, and it plays all these little noises for like 2 months.